everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we were just going to take a look at some headlines that happened on this day in history. Now, today it is Monday, September 21st, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 9월 21일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look at this here. This one's going to be talking about flowers. I love flowers, so I'm actually going to enjoy this here. But it's quite a long headline, so we'll break this down first in Korean and then switch it on over into English. Let's go. It says here, 마른 꽃 잎새마다 추억을 담아 거꾸로 매달아 말리면 가을 빛깔 오래도록 간직. Okay, so let's just break this into a couple parts here. Let's start with that first part, which is the 마른 꽃 잎새마다 추억을 담아. And that's talking about these dried flowers. When you talk about something being dried, we use that term 마른, like it is a dried something. So this is flowers, 꽃, so 마른 꽃. And I guess if you wanted to compare talking about real flowers, we often use the term 생화. 생화. So if you guys are more of the real flowers, you'd be team 생화. And if you're more of the dried flowers team, then you would be 마른 꽃. And this one here is talking about those dried flowers. And it's saying it's putting these memories, once again, this very descriptive kind of dramatic title here, it's putting memories into the dried flower and leaves. So leaves are 잎새. That's the term there. And for every leaf, that's where we add the 마다. So 잎새마다, every leaf. For every leaf there, 추억을 담아. And so 담다 is to like put. And as you guys know, 추억 is that term for like those really nice memories, those beautiful memories you have. So it's a kind of a sweet thing about putting all these memories into it. And then that second part there is talking about if you dry it upside down. So 거꾸로 is to do something upside down. Down, 거꾸로. And then 매달다 is to kind of like hang something. So here it's saying 거꾸로 매달아 말리면. That 매달아 말리면 is talking about hanging it up and drying it. So if you hang it up and dry it upside down, it's going to keep those colors for a long time, a much longer period of time. That's where that 간직 comes in there. It's to keep something. And so what this article was saying here is they're talking about how at this time, in 1990, 1990년에 나오는 headline인데, at that time there, these kind of real flowers, well, they were pretty, they would often go bad, so people started making dried flowers on their own. And so the article recommended how to make some more beautiful kind of home decorations with these flowers. They recommended, you know, different types of vases, whether it was ceramic or kind of that earthenware sort of pottery. And then it recommended also that you can put some fruits in it as well. They just said make sure it's not too full of moisture, like collecting something maybe after it rains, because then it's just gonna get nasty. And so they're like, don't make sure it's very dried out. But in terms of flowers, they had a bunch of different ones they recommended. They had roses and chrysanthemums and caspia. My favorite is baby's breath. I don't know if you guys know baby's breath. It's this little white flower. It's very pretty. In Korean, they actually call it 안개꽃, which is kind of like fog's flower. I thought that was so cute. But anyway, they recommended these and just said, don't put them in direct sunlight and just make sure you kind of spray it with a little water and glycerin mixture. That'll keep it from, you know, like kind of losing its shape and wilting in any way. In terms of the fruits, if you kind of want to dry those out, make sure you spray them with water and olive oil mix. That'll keep them nice and shiny even after it's dried. So that was a pretty cool tip on there for anyone who's interested in flower arranging or flower decorating and things like that here. But, you know, I'm kind of curious about you guys. I didn't know that this was a popular thing back then or now. Apparently, it's really popular, but I'm curious if you guys are interested in this or if you've tried it or if you even like that sort of stuff, or maybe you're just kind of team real flowers. Let me know your thoughts. I'd love to hear from you. But now let's take a listen to our next song here. It's by 임재범 and it's called 사진 속에 담긴 추억. Thank you.
everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. Now, we were just talking a little bit about certain types of flowers. There were the dried flowers, 마른 꽃, and then there were the fresh flowers, which were 생화. And so I kind of wanted to ask you guys what your thoughts were. And first, Katricia Rar says, I did try drying my flowers. It's my project when I was in high school. I pressed it at my book, and after 2 weeks, I put it in a frame. It's so good. That sounds gorgeous. I wish I would have done something like that. I've had so many beautiful flowers over the years. I think the nicest flower gift I got, dried flower, was, can I say this, from an ex-boyfriend's mom? She made me this beautiful like bouquet of like dried flowers in this kind of glass. It looked like something from Beauty and the Beast, like this glass case, and it was all these stacked roses that we had got when we had gone on like a big giant trip together, and it was so sweet. I really loved it. Leah May here says, some cute flowers I came across are pressed in between pages of a book I have already forgotten. Some dried flowers that I find at my place are laminated into bookmarks. That's actually a really cool idea, laminating them into bookmarks. Then they will never kind of disappear and crumble and go away. I should try that. And finally, Kim Siu says, 꽃은 생화가 최고죠. Dry flower는, 아, dry flower. 마른 것 아니고, dry flower. Dry flower는 오래 가긴 해도 색이, 아, 알록달록 하지 않아서 아쉬워요. 알록달록 is kind of like these like really bright flower like colors here, and it's saying, yeah, it doesn't last that long. 친구 생일 선물로 preserved flowers, 무지개색 장미를 선물한 적이 있는데, 이건 이거대로 신기했어요. 그래도 생화 최고죠. 예, 그쵸. 저도 생화가 제일 좋아하고, 뭐, 마른 꽃은, 일단 가을에는 좀 괜찮긴 한데, 뭐, 여름 때는 좀 잘 안 어울리는 것 같아요. I feel like it doesn't like go with the summer vibes. It's more of a fall vibes. Oh, finally, last one here is Akani Guacamole. It says, my favorite flower. My favorite flower is DJ Kayla. She's a really pretty flower. You guys, that's like the nicest thing. I'm a pretty flower today. Thank you so much. I absolutely love my genies. But as you know, we do have one more headline to get to. So let's just get to it. Headline Korean. That's right, everyone here at Headline Korean. I'm just going to take this headline, break it on down, and give you those keywords that you need in order to understand what's going on in current events these days. So, keep yourself updated with the latest in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. And today's article is going to be talking about one of the many joys of living here in Korea. Oh, I love this so much. It is the mobile gift services. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 모바일 선물하기 서비스에 관한 내용이네요. Now, it's kind of similar to what we've talked about, you know, these wire transactions and all these different applications that we have here in Korea. It just makes life easy. So we'll just look at this real quick in Korean, switch it on over into English, and have a nice little chat. So it says here, 비대면 명절 선물 걱정 no. 유통과 모바일 선물하기 주목. And I love that no in there. It says, no worries about non-contact holiday gifts. That's where that 비대면 comes in. I'm hoping you guys are actually remembering this word because especially with Corona, we've been talking about it a lot. 비대면 is, of course, that non-contact, that non-face-to-face. 대면 is face-to-face. 비대면, non-face-to-face, non-contact. And it says 명절 선물, and that's the holiday gifts. 명절 is like a big holiday, and then 선물, of course, is gifts. And then it says 걱정, no, which is great. No worries, no concerns there. And then we have the 유통과 모바일 선물하기 주목. And so the 유통가 is the retail industry, and that's where that 모바일 선물하기, mobile gift service,
주목, attention, grabs attention. So the retail industry is kind of paying attention to that. It's like it's got its attention here about these mobile gift services. And that's because, you know, with everything going on with Chuseok right now and also the fact that people cannot see their loved ones, so the best way that they can show they care is by sending gifts to them to like kind of remind them, hey, I love you. They send these gifts, but you don't want to have the 대면, you don't want the contact. So they have this service now where you can send packages or gifts via this application here, and you only need the person's phone number and their name. And then this notification will be sent to the receiver, the person getting the package, and they will type in their address and accept the gift. But it's a really great service because you don't have to, you don't need that much information. You can just send it on over, show your love, and you don't need to worry about that contact there, which I think is so cool. And apparently a lot of people have because it has increased 40% in terms of usage. That is a lot in terms of like compared to last month or the month before. And so apparently health products are the biggest thing right now, which is no surprise given the situation that we're living in here. But apparently the biggest thing is that the age group that's using it the most, people in their 50s and older have increased usage 70% compared to last year. That just shows you how times are a-changing. I wonder if my grandparents would use this ever. But you know, we don't have this. Oh, we don't have this in the state. Oh, 딱 생각해보니 만약에 언젠가 미국에 다시 돌아가 보면 거기서 사는 거 되게 힘들 것 같아요. I feel like it's going to be really hard to live back in the States again. It's so comfortable. But I'm curious about you guys. Do you have a similar service maybe in your country that you like to use? Let me know in the comments. I'd love to hear about it. 네, 여러분은 모바일 선물하기 서비스 자주 이용하시나요? 아니면 직접 선물을 전달하시는 걸 선호하시나요? Let me know. I'd love to hear. But now, let's listen to Griffin, Nobody Compares to You, featuring Katie Perlman.
Thought I saw you at our bar last night.